Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You might be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference, a special event, you followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Don't forget, you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads, including the graphic organizers I'll mention today in this episode. This week's podcast is titled Personal Branding for Students and Educators. What does it mean to have a personal brand? Although we often think of branding as something to do with logos or the specific shade of a color we connect to different companies, the idea of a personal brand has grown tremendously over the past few years. With digital citizenship on the minds of educators at all levels, helping students understand their own personal brand is part of preparing them for the digital world. Personal branding for students and educators might be an area you want to explore this school year. You may also have heard students use a phrase, "That's not on brand for me." And when they say this, they mean that that's not the type of thing that they typically do or that someone associates with them. So branding is seen as something that is part of our everyday lives when we talk about that idea of what we consistently share, how we consistently show up in different parts of our day. So this concept, whether we use this term explicitly, personal branding, or this idea of being on brand, is something that students of different ages can resonate and will connect to in different ways. To start off today's episode, I want to share a quote with you from an awesome educator. Darlene is the former principal at a school I've worked with for several years in New York, not too far from where I live in New Jersey. Her and I have had lots of conversations around social media, and I asked her if she would share a bit about her experience as a school leader. Here's what Darlene had to say. One of the biggest benefits of social media in telling your school story is the way you can capture honest and true experiences in your classrooms. It gives families an opportunity to see how engaged their child is in the lesson and appreciate the thoughtful, deliberate lessons designed by teachers. Using Twitter and Facebook to share classroom highlights also help to improve the culture and level of enthusiasm within the school. Highlighting a great student activity in such a public way is the ultimate attaboy for any teacher, as well as a motivator for others to try something new. In today's episode, we're going to talk about personal branding for students and for teachers and some things that you may take into your own uses for your school accounts if you're managing a school account. What I love about Darlene's quote is her connection to this idea of celebration and how we can use social media with this positive spin. So whether you're thinking about the way that your school's brand uses social media to highlight or celebrate special things, as opposed to just having snow, you know, day announcements and as a mode of communications, right? You can really associate some of that positive energy with your own school's brand, your personal brand as an educator, or the support you're giving students as they're thinking about branding their own work and their own creations this school year. Let's talk a bit about personal branding for students. Students watch as many people in their lives make choices on how to present themselves in digital spaces. This might include a teacher who posts an inspiring quote every Monday morning on the class discussion board or in an online platform where every student checks in. You might see a YouTube star use the same colors and fonts in the video intros that they create and post online. There are lots of examples that pop up on your students' social media feeds if they're using social media, or in the spaces that they interact with, even if they're not posting in their own personal way or in their own out-of-school channel. They see this within the digital spaces they navigate every day. In the same way, I often talk about empowering students as content creators to help them become stronger evaluators and content consumers, personal branding may be a space you want to explore with students. As they create their own personal brand, students can share their stories in digital spaces while gaining an understanding of what it takes for someone else to develop their own online persona. Think about the group of students you support during the school day. They might have their own YouTube channels or share their accomplishments on Instagram if they're at that upper middle school or high school level. Your students might be in the process of starting their own podcast or a blog on their favorite subject. As students dive into these spaces, they can build their own consistent personal brand across the platforms they spend time on each day, or decide to show off their creativity and ideas more sporadically. All of these online interactions provide an opportunity to talk about digital citizenship. It can help students think about their digital footprint and personal brand. Now, of course, this isn't exclusive to your middle school or high school students, although some of the language that we're talking about today might resonate with them a little bit more clearly or a little bit more quickly. Elementary school students who are posting in Seesaw or posting in Google Classroom understand this concept of consistency, of having their work clearly labeled. Maybe they always choose certain colors and they see that as a point of pride, or maybe they're playing around with different fonts and getting a feel for what they're excited about. This can resonate with them as well, depending on how you introduce it to them too. Now, this past summer, I worked with a group of high school students at the Cooper Hewitt Museum in New York City. If you are an Instagram follower, you might have seen me snap some pictures or post some posts about it over this past summer. With this group, we talked a lot about audience and branding as they design their own websites, movies, and graphics. I want to give a shout out to the awesome branding tools within Adobe Spark. You'll hear me mention them throughout the episode. Although you can have branding conversations without these tools, they can definitely help facilitate conversations on branding and make it easy for students to create logos, choose colors, and think about their online presence. As you, as the teacher, or a student, or even a school, think about branding, you might ask yourself questions like this or pose questions like this to your students. What mood or tone do I want to communicate? What words describe me or the brand? How do I want someone to feel when they come across my content online? What words or mood or tone do I know someone associates with me, or do I want them to associate with me? These are the sort of larger questions you can customize to the conversations you have with students, but might give you a bit of a start. Remember, you can find the whole transcript for this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast in case you want to reference anything or find these questions and tailor them to your group. If you followed along for a while now, you know I'm a big fan of the Adobe Spark tools. I've worked with their team, and Ben Forda and I from Adobe actually wrote a book called 40 Ways to Inject Creativity in the Classroom with Adobe Spark. If you have the book or you've thought about getting a copy, stay tuned because we're going to do a special book birthday celebration this fall. So I'm super excited that Adobe Spark has branding features that are actually free for schools. It's a tool that I use all the time as a blogger. I have the branding feature set up as well. From designing pins for Pinterest and movies to share on Facebook, I use the Spark tools to share media connected with my own brand. I use consistent fonts, colors, and even the way my content's organized on top of a picture or on top of a solid background. My goal is to make it easy to identify the content I share. This is regardless of the day, week, month, or year, or regardless of the social media platform. If you're scrolling through a busy newsfeed, I hope that you'll slow down when you see something you recognize, like the fonts or the way that I present information. You know, that's why you'll see some of the same fonts or colors or graphics in my posts, whether I'm sharing a graphic on Instagram, Pinterest, or right on the blog. Now, I share this about my own branding, right, as a blogger, as a professional, because it's something that your students can mirror as well when they are consistently creating content, even if they're not sharing it on social media platforms. Now, if you aren't familiar with Adobe Spark, their favorite open-ended creation tools, there's a bunch of them. So three tools, right, that we'll focus on. Spark Post is a graphic design tool students can use to capture quotes or add captions to an image. Spark Post makes it super easy for students to share their thoughts on social media too. With this tool, they can even change the size of a graphic you create to fit Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, or other platforms. Now, of course, this could be part of a social media inspired project, so something that you're simulating, right, in addition to something they might actually share in a public social space. Now, I share Spark Video with teachers all the time because it is an easy-to-use video tool for movie making on the go. Students might use this tool to create videos to share a message, such as promoting a school play they're in or a sporting event they're excited about. And if you're using Spark Video with students, I'll put a link to my graphic organizers. They're totally free, so that you can grab them. I'll put it in the show notes for this episode so you can find it at classtechtips.com/podcast. Now, just like the graphic tool Spark Post, Spark Video lets students have a theme that they set up with their colors, their logo if they want to create one or upload one, the special backgrounds that they go along with. They can consistently choose the same music for their videos. So all along these lines of their branding or what they're trying to consistently communicate to a group. Now, the third tool within Adobe Spark is Spark Page. This is a website creation tool. Your students can add text, images, video, and links to their page. Their content is hosted online, so your students would have a link to share when they're finished creating their page. Now, of course, students who are using that Spark for education would have access to all this for free. I also work with a school right now. They're awesome, and they've set this up so that they can actually make branded Spark pages so that it has their colors, their logos, and they typically use that for sharing resources internally. But it's another great example of making sure this is, you know, has our authority. It's our branded content that goes along with it. Now, the Spark branding features let you choose colors, fonts, and other customizations. This is true for each of the three Spark tools. It makes it really easy to stay consistent with messaging. And as I mentioned, you don't have to use the Spark tools to have that level of consistency or to set up templates. You might set up templates in Keynote or Google Slides, right? You have got a couple different options for something like that. But if your students are already using this powerful storytelling and creativity tool from Spark, you may want to introduce the branding features to your group because it's a great way for them to think about extending their work and how they share it beyond the walls of your classroom, a really powerful opportunity to discuss digital citizenship and digital footprint, especially if your students are creating products that they're going to share in scholarship applications, college applications, a summer program they want to participate in. And like I mentioned, of course you can do this without Spark and have students really strategically choose themes for their Google Slides presentations that connect with their audience or choose a consistent color palette to use each quarter, each semester to help brand their work. A few different ways to try this out. Now, whether students are starting their own businesses as part of an entrepreneurship program at your school, sharing their book recommendations on a personal YouTube channel, or preparing their portfolio for college and job applications, the possibilities are really endless. As a school, you might use some of these same tips in your own branding discussions. And as an educator, you can take these ideas into consideration as well when you reflect on the ways you share content on various social media platforms this year. So, let's make this EdTech easy. First, discuss the idea of branding with students. Then, pose questions like the ones we shared in this episode for students to help them create a brand focus. Next, introduce a tool that supports branding. Maybe it's Adobe Spark. And finally, have students give feedback to one another as they share branded creations this school year. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you're listening to this. Even if you're listening to this here on my blog or straight from the website, there's a spot for comments down at the bottom. Tell a friend about the podcast, or maybe even post a link to the episode on your social media, whatever feels good. See you next week with more Easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.